Sammy, question for you.
Yeah, go for it.
On your iPhone, are you team read receipts or no read receipts?
That's a good question. I personally am team no read receipts because I feel like people with read receipts on end up having more unread text messages, which really stresses me out because they don't want someone to see that they've read their message. And also for me, I'm just not a great texter backer, if that's a word, because I am very distractible. So people would think that I am just ghosting them or I left them on read, when in reality, I probably just forgot.
That's a really good point. I definitely see pros and cons. I also do not have read receipts on. I do like when people have them on when I'm meeting up with someone and I can be like on my way and they say, or they don't respond, but I see they read the message. Because then, hypothetically, I assume they're also on their way.
True.
But there's also that hidden innuendo of when someone reads your message and doesn't respond and you're kind of like, okay, well, was the joke not funny? Like, yeah. Did you, like, why aren't you responding to me? Either way, I think we can both agree that no one likes feeling like they've been left on read or ghosted.
Just in time for spooky season.
Yes.
And that's why we are focusing this season of Conversation Starters on what it takes to continue the conversation and avoid or prevent the dreaded ghosting.
Brought to you by Really Good Sales Plays, which is a collection of sales plays to help sellers engage buyers at the right time, in the right place, with the right conversation. Season 3 of Conversation Starters focuses on how to keep the momentum going after that first meeting is held.
In this season, I talk with sales and marketing experts about how they deliver value at every touch point through channels like video, events, social, emails, and more.
The first episode airs October 20th, and we are going live for it. So make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out.